I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on a state effort to relieve the nursing shortage and help underserved communities. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. State labor officials want to send bilingual nursing students to Mexico for training to make up for a lack of nurses and nursing school spots within California. Over the past 6 years, the number of qualified nursing school applicants in California has tripled to more than 28,000, more than twice the number of available slots. So the state is looking south to expand that capacity.
This proposed pilot program would use seats that are available now in Mexico to train up to 40 bilingual nursing candidates who are on waiting lists for programs in California.
Paul Feist is a spokesman for the California Labor and Workforce Development Agency, the department that came up with the plan. Students would train for 2 years in the central Mexican city of Guadalajara under the supervision of U.S. nursing mentors, then return to take their certification boards in California and be assigned to a job.
There will be a commitment from the students who go into this program to return to underserved communities and serve for a period of time. We don't know exactly what that period of time is. And that's for some loan forgiveness.
The program, including housing, is expected to cost about $20,000 a year, a fraction of what it would cost to train a nurse in California. It's not clear yet where they will have to serve once the students complete the course, but the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California likes the idea. Policy Associate Linda Way says it might help address the growing problem with health access and outcomes in one of the state's largest populations.
Latinos represent a third of the population, and this number is increasing. But in terms of providers, they represent 6% of nurses. So you can see that in terms of the patient-provider representation, that there's a mismatch. And this not only helps in terms of the nursing shortage, but also assists in terms of providing a more culturally and linguistically competent nursing workforce.
The State Labor and Workforce Development Agency is working with the Nursing Board to make sure the Mexican training program meets standards for technical proficiency here in the U.S. so that graduates can become certified. But the plan doesn't sit well with the California Nurses Association. CNA President Deborah Berger.
We believe that if California has identified a need for more nurses in this state, that the employers and the state of California need to step up to the plate and fully fund nursing school programs.
The CNA opposes the idea of recruiting or training nurses from foreign programs. Berger blames California's nursing shortage on short-sighted hospitals and medical schools.
They have not dealt with the problem here at home by increasing nursing school seats and encouraging people to go into nursing education and into nursing. And now they're paying the penalty because they say they don't have the clinical sites here necessary to provide clinical experience for nursing students.
But Paul Feist with the State Labor Agency says the proposal is only a small part of the solution.
You know, this is not intended as a comprehensive or permanent solution to the nursing shortage. It's a niche solution that will take some students off waiting lists here in California. And we're working closely with the community college system, UC and CSU, and building capacity in nurse education programs as fast as we can, but it's going to take time.
The state is working with private partners and hospitals to fund the 2-year pilot program. It could get off the ground as early as January of 2008. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.